Channel 2 Right, beginning to visit with Cookie at supper, the Saturday the 6th of November 71. He already eaten. Channel 2 Right, beginning to visit with Cookie at supper this Saturday the 6th of November 71. Channel 2 Right, and beginning visit with Cookie this Saturday at supper the 6th of November 71. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday the 6th of November 71. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday the 6th of November 71 at supper. At supper this Saturday the 6th of November 71.
Tallahassee in the morning?
The only person each day, wives and mothers, tired of their own craft in Belfast, bound for long cash and tournament on the outskirts of the city. Hundreds of their men, some innocent, some deeply involved, have been swept up by soldiers and police since August and put into the internment camp, held without trial under government emergency powers. The women don't know when the men will be released. No one does, so they make their daily or weekly pilgrimages. Also, they come by bus. Some come along. This is why Sean Bud, to see your father. When was the last time you saw your father?
I saw him last Friday in Common Road, but I haven't seen him from this block here, you know? He's
been the guy may be too strong for you.
In jail for a long time.
Well, they sort of peter out before they get to the end. I've noticed. You get down to your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's nice just to check in, okay? You ought to come up there and see you on that tractor with people looking on.
I guess I bought that piece of equipment. Anytime when it goes back in.
Mm-hmm. Golly, Cookie.
Guy's been wanting one, so I'm on. Now we need fun.
Let me tell you, Cookie. If we had that outfit that you're working on up there, we could just be the most popular men in this whole countryside. Go around and moving dirt.
Well, I bought the grader. He don't know about the tractor yet. He don't know what he's going to have to get out of it. But that time will come. That one tractor will do, it'll take the place of all the rest of these, everything. It'll take the place of both of them.
Yeah.
And then that comfortable seat you're sitting in there, you've got a gas feed, you can give it the gas with your foot.
Just like a car. Well, I wonder, how's it work? How would that work?
That works wonderful, guy. I mean, there's no comparison. There's none.
Well,
you can give it, but you've got to either your hand throttle or your foot throttle, either one you want to use.
Yeah.
And it's diesel, and I'll tell you what's the truth. I work that thing hard a week on 12 gallons of fuel.
There's just no comparison.
None whatsoever. I fill it up on Monday morning, and I don't fill it up no more that week.
That's that old cheap diesel fuel.
Yeah, and look at all of the power you've got there. I can take that thing and pull both of these tractors and their load.
Just get them along.
That's right. Of course, now it'll cost some money. There ain't no question about it.
What does it sell for you?
It's a new around $4,200.
Well, you have to get around three.
No, I imagine. The university pays him at least on 10% of the actual cost. I mean, the retail cost on 10% of it. Which would be $420 a month.
A month?
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say around three that he'd have to get out of that tractor. But my gosh, you never would wear it out.
And the university hadn't heard it?
No, it's only got 530 hours on it.
That's better than buying a new one.
Sure, it's broke in.
How do they keep theirs in repair? They got a shop?
Yeah.
You know anything about it?
What, that tractor?
Their repair shop?
They're at the university?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mine's never been there. I do my own myself. Any repairs on that tractor have got to be done, I do it.
It'll last long.
Except major repairs, like when that lift went out, why, that was a major repair, and I took it down there and Swift Motor Company, and got it back in 2 days.
But you took it down to Swift?
I took it down to Swift.
Means it'll last a little longer.
That's right. And I change your oil every 100 hours and filter.
And you do it yourself?
I do it myself.
Are you supposed to?
Yes, sir.
Or they just, you just do it?
Well, now, I'm supposed to change your oil and grease it myself. But as far as minor repairs, like fuel leaks and such as that, I'm supposed to take it to the shop, but I don't do it.
No.
I do it myself. I've got my little tool kit on the back.
Just keep it with you.
Keep it with me, yes, sir. And if something happens out in the field, I don't have to go stand around there for 2 hours waiting for somebody to come out there and fix it. I can have it fixed before they can get the word.
Because they don't get it right off, do they?
No. But well, I bought that pan whenever it's turned in, it's ours. When that grader is turned in, I get it.
Now that, that's not a big layout. I mean, by new, it's not a big layout.
No.
But it costs enough.
Yeah, it costs $460 new. I got it for about half.
You know the way things price these days. If you don't get them for about half, they'll break you.
They break you up.
see, they gave us a pretty good price on that fertilizer spreader and that harrow.
A real good price. Real good price.
Now those tires, Cookie. You've got wide tires on that.
Right.
They don't cut up the ground?
No, sir. They don't cut it up. And they don't bury up.
Yeah. And they've got a wide rim.
That's right.
It's not just a little narrow tire with not much air in it.
It's a big tire with a lot of water and a minimum amount of air, which is 9 pounds for a tire that size.
Now that water in it, that's what keeps it going.
That's
you can leave that on, say.
That's what keeps it going, yeah.
Well, you don't have to decide, right?
And I've kept the right amount of pressure in them tires.
Oh, yeah, man, ain't eat for you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've eaten. I eat up home.
Eat where?
At home. Yeah, I checked back in up home and Laura, she had broke down Gainesville, so I had to go to Gainesville and get her going. So I ain't accomplished very much of anything today.
You've just been on the wing.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, some days like that, and then some days, everything just falls into your lap.
Falls right in place, and you can't help but accomplish it.
Right.
That's rare, but every now and then it's good.
Every now and then, you'll hit a streak like that.
Well, you see what that bucket. Now, that's the one with the plow on it.
No, that's the one that's got the diggers on it.
Yeah. Well, you see.
The teeth on it.
That's what you need there on that.
You can take them teeth, put them down, and pull all that stuff out of your way. Come back there with your bucket, put your teeth up, take your bucket, and make any kind of road you want. Now see that tiller, that's a different attachment. That belongs to the university itself. It is not a lease item. That belongs to the nursery there at the university. And we don't need one of them things out here anyway. We don't need one of them out here anyway.
The what?
Rototiller. It cuts it up so fine.
All we need is that one on the...
That's right. It's got them teeth down there. They're about that far apart, six inches apart.
Yeah.
And believe me, you can go down here and tear up this rose, that thing. Mm-hmm. You can just tear up everything with it.
And all you need is just lightly on out here. And we haven't got a thing that'll do it.
Everything we got is too light. This, you take out here in the pasture field, these humps. You can take that tractor, that grader, and cut them humps off right down where you want and fill it up, and level it down. It's just a worthwhile piece of equipment. It's got to be.
I've been doing fine. I never thought of that.
And down here, this ditch that you want to cut out, tilt that thing sideways, take them teeth and tear it up, and throw that blade in there and pull it on out. I can do it. I do it all the time.
And there's no labor to it?
No.
Just set up there and think about something else?
No, you got to use your head. You got to think about which way that blade wants to be angled. And all. Now, you can't think about something else altogether on that. When you're cutting a ditch or cutting a grade.
Yeah.
But where you're smoothing ground, by just drop that thing down there where you want it, and put that thing in second gear, the third gear, open that throttle wide open, and just let her go. And you don't play with one of them diesel tractors like you do a gas tractor, because you will burn it up. You got to run that thing.
You can't just trot along.
No, sir. You got to run that thing. You want to go slow, put it in low range and open that throttle. And let it roar. And another pretty thing about that tractor, you got 8 forward gears in it and 2 reverses. You get traction, you can climb a tree at that thing.
Cookie, let me tell you. You know, people still do it. But they used to do it, it's more conspicuous. They'd get them a brand new car or something and then just walk or run around the block and have all the set, all the family set in there and just show it off.
Yeah.
And did they feel big? Well, so, you know what we could do? So many people had got their eyes on equipment like that and never will get it. We could just go along the countryside with that thing heisted up behind us.
Get
and
more
smoking the cigar.
More traction and if we drive down the road in a brand new Cadillac.
And we'd be Mr. Yes, sir. They would speak.
I almost bought some new hay balers today, too.
God.
What do you have?
Demonstrator Ford baler. That middle sized one. Not the big one and not the little one. I didn't get that peanut crusher. I mean, I didn't look at that a peanut crusher like Marvin's got. That's all he's got is a peanut crusher. I looked at that other one, that next size bigger.
Well, he paid a mighty good size of money for that peanut guy.
Yeah, he paid better than $2,000 for it. I can get this for just about half what he paid for that. And it's the demonstrator.
Oh, the baler.
The baler.
Oh, the baler. Oh, golly. I kept thinking about the... I didn't skip. Yes, sir. And we'll make some square bales. And just sort of run by Willie's and have some sticking out the trunk.
No, sir, I'm getting tired of just dilly-dallying around. If I'm going to do something, well, I'm going to do it. I mean,
Well, let me tell you, we may have made a mistake. Sending this Martin fella off over there at the horse farm because he got a steady job now.
Well, I was thinking of that, but I didn't say nothing.
Well, I was just trying to get rid of him. Or I'd have to come out here and line it out for him, though. But he learns too fast. And he'll stay with it. And I'm just thinking, all these, we could use them a month or two anyhow.
That's like poor old Guy Duggar come down to see him when he brought Frank home. I happened to be that. I just happened to drive up just about 2 minutes before he came in. And he said he had been using Frank for a month. If he'd known he'd been available on Saturday. He said he can't get nobody. And he does love Frank's work. That man loves that boy's work. There ain't no getting around about it.
Ever since he started.
Ever since he started. Guy can just say, now, Frank, we've got that field out there we want to get the weeds out of. Or, Frank, we've got that field over there we want to get the hay put up in. And go on to town and forget about it. When he comes back, it's done. If he has to coon it, he coons it. If he has to rake it, he rakes it. He hooks to the baler and goes on out and throws that old tractor in ninth gear and just lets her eat. And he's not, he don't bail like we do. If his baler misses a bail, he don't stop. He just keeps right on motivating.
You don't pay him to...
Just keep going.
Just keep it going.
How's he come back after them broken bales?
When he gets done, gets them all picked up. He takes his truck and goes and gets them broken bales.
Yeah. Yeah. And rebales them, just keeps them like that.
Just leaves them like that. Takes them out and throws them out to his cows. Because he feeds his cows hay the year round.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. If he's got rye ankle or knee deep to his cows, he takes them out and gives them a few bales of hay.
Year round. You know, it would be interesting to live close to somebody like that.
I'd drive by out there just to see what he's doing, just for curiosity. Because he moves so fast. He moves. You have no idea how that man moves.
And he don't mind putting the feed to him.
No, sir. He enjoys it.
He raises the grass. And he don't mind putting the fertilizer to it.
No, sir.
How does he get... Is all the cattle he have just cow and calves?
Yeah.
He don't buy it off the market.
No, uh-uh. No, he does like you started right here now. He pick out his best heifer calves.
Yeah.
He keeps them. He aims to keep about 50 head of brood cows at all times. If he keeps 10 calves this year, next year he'll sell 10 of his oldest cows after he gets their calf next year. Because the following year, the calves that he kept from this year, well, they will have calves. That will still keep him in his 50 head of brood cows a year.
So, that keeps his herd young.
Keeps his herd young. He ain't got a cow over 7 years old. Got two bulls.
Yeah. Both of them run with the herd?
Both of them run with the herd.
If they don't settle with one of them, they will with the other.
Right.
One bull does not enough. Anything happened to that bull, he goes sterile.
even for months.
You're right. You've been goofed up.
So is your damn hurdle. That's one reason I sold these cows back when I sold them. They were scattered out too far. I was trying to get them all around February, and they're going up to June. And one thing I had seemingly do about it, but the thing of it was, you see, I just didn't have the operation. One bull won't do it, and the feed I had wouldn't do it. You see, this year they've had better feed for the simple reason that we plowed up that grass and they got the new bayer.
Right.
That it's all, I didn't know there was such a difference. You just can't be told some things. Why, Cookie, it's shameful how that stuff looks. It's fresh looking. And it didn't take any time for it to come on.
No, and it don't take as much fertilizer when you give it a new start as it did to keep it going with its old system.
Yeah.
When you take when it's got a new root system, why it does better. There just ain't no comparison.
I'll tell you, but now you figure on your cow, you don't think that's going to work?
Not on her, no. I can make a few dollars on her now. If I keep her till next spring, it'll cost me a few dollars.
You have money in it. I keep putting money in.
That's right. And there's no way for her. And she can't raise a good enough calf to get me out.
No.
She can't do it. There's no way.
No. No, she's just about as far down as she can go.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to keep her. I'm going to let her go and buy something new.
Now, you don't think she works for herself, Tom?
I have watched her too much.
She just waits for your handout.
That's right.
That grass is tough now. Takes pretty good teeth, I imagine, to just get a hold of.
And she ain't got none.
Do you figure, you know, this keeps you on the market, but, those you just follow. Well, it's different now with the grass, with the ryegrass and all. You can get through the winter so much cheaper. But now, even when I came down here, of course you could understand if you would. I figured the most practical thing for me was just to buy steers when the grass started getting green. And I did that for a couple of years. And I guess I would have kept on doing it, only this herd of cows, I saw it advertised in the bulletin. Fell up here at, where was that? about 70 miles from here. He's an old dairy man from up to the country. And he had this herd. He bought them as bred heifers. I know where he got them. And he couldn't handle them any longer. He just wasn't able to. And he made a good price on them. So I just hauled them down here and turned them out. And they was about as I could have sold them. I could have sold them and made a couple of $1,000 on them that summer. Yep. As soon as he got down here, the truck driver asked me if I'd like to just make $1,000. He said he knew a fella. I ought to take him. If I had known that, well, I know now. You know, I tell you, cause my trouble is I don't move on. I don't take my profit and move on.
I should have never brought this guy down here. I made a mistake.
Yes.
I should have loaded her in Jack Stokes' trailer in Gainesville on my way in here.
And let him have her. And taking your profit. Well, you were just trying to buy a cow.
I'm trying to get a start. But I got a poor one now.
You ought to have seen some of my boy. When I got him out here in the daylight, I could tell myself when I bought him. I bought him down there at Mills and Market. You know, that's fun. Buying stuff, no better than I am, you see. I don't know exactly what I'm buying.
I wish I had the money to like him to just buy what I wanted.
Well, you're getting along pretty well, I'd say, considering.
I wish I could afford yours. Let you sit back in here in the kitchen with your feet propped up like that and watch me.
Well, I, if I don't mind doing the work, my trouble is keeping the machinery going. If I had the machinery, you know, and could keep it going, the cows would be a small matter. And on the hay, see, you just got one hitch with the hay. One man can do it as well as 10. You just got to have somebody help him bring it in.
Now, they'll probably drop that mower machine up here in the next week or 10 days. Yes, sir.
He's gonna get it.
I told him how to get here, everything. He said, where you want to put? I said, you just put it where we won't grow it in the dark.
Put it on that old Ford tractor down there. Put it on the oven. You know,
hello.
Keep saying hello. I don't know, somehow or other, they ain't move so fast now.
I just get dizzy to think about it. But some fella like old Guy Duggar up there, you see, it don't worry him.
Doctor was calling Faye to tell her to come in, and he took the message and she never got it, you see. So 2 weeks later, the doctor called her again and said, we expected you in.
He done me the same way when I called down here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you heard him.
Yes, I've talked to that gentleman.
Well, he learned fast, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even the operator talked to him. I mean, I was calling you fellas, see, and he got to pick the telephone up.
Yeah.
And I called the operator and told her. Well, she rang it, see.
Yeah.
And by golly, he answered for her.
Yeah.
And talked to her like a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
And she just chewed him out good, but that don't make no difference.
Didn't make a bit of difference. No, he'll do it again. Well, for some reason or other, my line and Preach Taylor's line has been crossed ever since I've been out here, seeing like. I don't know what it is. That is not just the rainy weather. Something.
I'm going down here in the morning and finish plowing this field down here and get ready to put the rye in it. And we got to get a fence across there.
We can let them into the upper part from that gap and to this lower part from this one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And have a electric fence or a bar fence by the ceiling. couple of grand, don't you?
Gosh, we won't need the post very close together, just enough to hold the wire up, like yeah. See it. Yeah. That's all it takes.
That's all. That is all.
Then I'm going to put a couple of strands across down yonder and plant this side here in rye, so my horses will be back on that side for the water seed.
Yeah, so you gotta figure the water.
Yeah. And I'm going to put the fence on the other side of this gap out here, in this back pasture, see. So, if you want to put something in from up here, well, you can put them through the middle pasture, see. You got to figure that a little bit along with everything.
Yeah. A few more gaps would make it all a lot handier. There you got right down the corner of the lane in this passage.
Yeah.
That sure would save you a lot of steps.
Save bringing them all the way up the lane and running them in up here.
Yeah.
So if you had a gap down there that you could swing open and block the lane.
Yeah.
And shoot them in the corner down there.
Yeah. And put the gap in that bound area down there.
Yeah.
Those bound areas are nice, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could you tell that Suzanne was a little quiet this morning?
Very much.
Well, you know, I guess what it was. They made Jim the head man down there.
Oh?
Same wages. She said, she can tell how the day's going, but listen to that motorcycle way down there. See? And he comes in there chewing his tongue. He's a head man. That's what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard her and Faye talking about that. One thing she says was, Jim says, now what do you aim to do next time, next term? Yeah. But she says, I don't know. Well, he says, do you aim to get another one of those assistant ships? She says, I hope not. He says, you hope not. Well, he says, something's got to break loose here. I'm working my I never quite got the point on it. He's working his fanny off. And he has a bad day, apparently. Now, this didn't happen until they made him the boss. And she says the boss man down there is having family trouble, and he tells everybody. He says everybody comes in, the bread man. I never heard of anything like that. And then he goes off and leaves Jim in charge. Now, I heard Spencer place. I don't know how he can go off and leave that place like that. Would you go off and leave a place like that? You didn't.
Gosh, no. And I didn't have as much invested in as one tenth as he had.
No.
fact of the matter, I had nothing in there.
Apparently nothing compared to all that salmon stuff and black rice bread. Nobody working, man?
Yeah, lots working. Frank's working on his car.
Still waiting, huh? Well, he hasn't had much chance, has he?
No. On Saturday, we'll drop by there and get us a sandwich. Just for the heck of it.
Frank did?
No, I say some Saturday, we ought to stop by.
We ought
by.
To do that, yeah. Yeah. And wait till the end of the day when they're wore out. Get them their best. Get them in there. Oh, Lord. You see, these youngsters, I try to get them into the community. They never know anything. And I was telling Suzanne while you was out there, that's what I got off on. She, the girl died who was brought up over there. She's about my age. Been out in bad health a long time. And she lived there with a family. Took care of them as long as they lived. And then she was so old she people would never know whether she could hold a job or not. That's like
yeah.
That. And things changed so much that the community all just, she was one of them. And they had that the funeral up here, and they were decorating the church, and all the people were talking about it, saying things. And I told Suzanne, now on something like that, she could just go up to church and help them, talk with them, and she could find out things like that. About a person like that she'd never known, but she could sort of reconstruct them and get right in with the people who live here, you see. And they don't know how to do that, because you see, they leave home. They got no home.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you see, everywhere you go, your family, they know how to do things like that. See, you got Helen knows people, you see, just like she lives here all her life.
And it don't make any difference where Laura knows people or not, she makes herself home and makes herself welcome. That's the beatenest girl I ever saw. She never saw a stranger.
And she can do that too.
Yes, sir. She can get out there. She never seen a stranger. Gets along with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I don't think any of the young people. The less they see of their neighbors and all, the better they like it.
Laura likes the older people. Laura likes to mingle with old people.
But she don't know how lucky she is.
She loves to. I mean, them old people, real old people there in the hospital. She just loves to work with them.
Yeah.
She don't want to work with them young bucks that comes in there all bushed up.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. They can't be pleased. They can't be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what a pain is till they get hurt.
Yeah, first time. Oh, it's so much easier to deal with people older than you are. So much more satisfying. That's the reason I keep after them. And
are you gonna have any out tomorrow?
I hope not. I'm sort of tired because I'm just tired of it. And I've opened it up several times, haven't I? And a couple of them came out the other night, and it was such awful talk. The sort of talk they do, you see, it's always bitching. I don't know, it's sort of common talk.
That girl that you had out here, Suzanne brought out here, that you had read the essay or something she wrote here that got mixed up with that dope and went off up to New York. What was her name?
She was the one. She's out here.
She was.
That black-headed one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's nervous. She's Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Lorraine. She might fit in, I think. I don't know. She's never been outdoors, you know.
Well, it's 20 minutes, 15 minutes late. I better go home.
Oh, fuck.
See what Frank's doing.
What does Mr. Stokes drive now?
He got a 69 Chevy Bel Air car, his wife drives, and he's got a 68 Ford truck, black one. '68 Ford pickup, and he's got one of those big gooseneck trailers he pulls behind it.
So he's
pretty well fixed. Eventually, I'm gonna have something like that. It's coming. I don't know. It'll take a while for me to get it, but I'm gonna get it.
On the way.
I'm working on it.
I tell you, that fella down at Ocala there. He can set you up. You know, that's amazing, isn't it? If you got somebody to look out for you, don't that mean something? If you have...
You see, the thing of it is now, by me working this equipment, like I told him, I work this equipment. I know what it'll do. I know what the tractor is. I know what it'll do.
You know more than he does.
But he said, that's what he said. He said, that's more than I know. And I said, I don't know the actual retail price of it, but I know the value of it to me. But I said, that's beside the point right at the present time. The value of this equipment to me is beside the point. I said, I want to know the actual price that you're going to get for this equipment when he comes back in. And he told me. I said, just mark that sold right there. I didn't stutter, I didn't stammer. I said, mark that piece sold right there.
You know, that's nice to deal with a man who knows. Now you see, I try to deal with those birds out at Gainesville. Tractor, and didn't anybody there know?
They don't know nothing. Well, Mr. Swift down here, actually, he don't know nothing, and he admits it. He'll tell you he don't know what that piece of equipment will do. He told me today, he said, I don't know what that thing will do. I never pulled one. And I told him, I said, you go by High Towers, the tire dorms there in Gainesville, first time you're up there, and look at that grave that I put around that building. And he said, I'm going to go look at it. He said, I may even take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And he quoted me the price. I said, Mark, it's sold. He said, all right. He said, that's all I want. He said, I can't take no money because I don't have the equipment back in here.
If he could have taken a picture while he was doing it, that'd been nice.
Wouldn't it though? I'm gonna go back down there. I may go back one evening this next week and tell him where I'm working. See, I'll be working at the new music building probably the rest of this next week, all week. That's gonna be a son of a gun too, mister. Ooh. All of the stair steps and the waves that they've got in that grade.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. It's something.
And you've got to put them there.
I've got to put them there. That's right. I like to have somebody, disinterested party, to take a picture of that place now.
Yes.
Now. When I get done with it, take another picture.
They ought to do that themselves.
They ought to, but you see, that would give me, personally, too much recognition. See what I mean? Because I'm the one that's going to have to do it.
Oh, they don't care about that.
And our lake does.
I'll put him in the picture. He's showing you how.
He don't know how himself. That's the trouble of it. But
I'll show up in the picture.
I may even take a picture of myself.
Yeah, I keep threatening to do something like that, but you know, that picture taking, that's full time business. If you're going to do it at all, you got to keep your mind on it. You just can't pick up a camera and do it, just like a tractor.
Yeah, that chap was out here the other weekend, that you brought in here and talked with him. Well, I took that other one and I went someplace. What was his name?
Yeah. Can he take pictures?
Oh, he's a photographer. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. He was down there and took our picture all the time was fixing that fence and all of them maneuvering around out here. Well, he was putting us on picture all the time. Had them little girls of mine taking his picture, helping me, and all that kind of junk.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
His name is Leonard Butts.
Leonard Butts.
And we ought to know where he lives.
We ought to.
Out on the Archer Road, not far out. He said, but I forgot.
You have any dealings with him during the week?
I see him every day.
Well, ask him to get in contact with me some evening. I'd like for him to do that just for me. I'd like for him to put it in the gator. And he can do it.
No, sir, this place would go so much better with just if you had a sort of a groom working out here, like Nick. They could go up there and talk to him and ask him all the foolish questions, and he would answer them or not, whatever they wanted to do.
and answer him any way he wanted to.
Any way he wanted to. And they could hang around there, feel perfect homeless. Yeah, that'd be a whole lot better, and I'd just keep out of sight. Because I'm allergic to it.
I mean, if you think I can do the job when they come out to your house, just come on back in here and turn them over to me. I'll take them around. Be glad to.
Well, you could do it, yes. But that's a thankless job. But you get some of these young fellas, you see, they'd be an honor to them. Pay them. Oh, it'd be cheap to pay them. Or something like that. And just shut them all out there. If anybody wants to see you, call them on. I got a splinter. I always get enough splinters. Oh! Well, it's been a pretty day.
Yes, sir, and I've had so much I want to get done, and I've accomplished very little.
Well, I'd say that's right fruitful, that trip down there.
It was. I mean, that part was all right, but I wanted to get back and get some plowing done. And
yeah, you got here too late for plowing.
And Laura, I checked back in home. I thought I should, and good thing I did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got back in up there at 2 o'clock, well, 5 minutes after 2, Laura called me.
Yeah.
And she broke down in Gainesville. I said, okay, I'll be there in a minute. And in 15 minutes, she was getting in my truck.
What happened?
The primary lead from the coil to the distributor had broke. Those little clips that they clip under those nuts,
yeah.
It had just come loose.
And everything was closed.
Everything was closed up. She couldn't do nothing. So,
if she'd done it 2 hours earlier,
then she'd just been tough.
Still bad.
So, I got her going. And then I had to go back to town, take Helen some groceries. Back to Hawthorne, get Helen some groceries. Then at that time, Mr. Douglas came, brought Frank in, and I had to talk with him a while. And Helen fixed supper, and I eat. And he comes straight on down here.
You come right by here at 2 o'clock. No, whenever you come back from
Ocala?
Ocala.
No, I didn't come this. I went up 301 to Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not too far over there.
Well, I got to go.
Well, I think I'll put a little coffee in the pot.